Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in the middle of Simin Shin Vav. And we're finishing up Sif Yud Beis, and we're on the second line. So the Mechaber tells us, Avol Ein Machrimim B'Shabbos Kim Midavar Shehu Litzarech Shabbos. He brings down from the Aguda that a tzibur should not put an individual into Cherim on Shabbos unless it's specifically in need of Shabbos, that the reason this Cherim is done is Litzarech Shabbos, or as we'll see, potentially other reasons in the Mishnah Brura in a moment. Now, this is a parallel din to what we talked about yesterday, that we said that you could take a person out of a cherem on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura explains in Siv Katan Nun Beis. V'amogin Avram hochiach. The Mogin Avram proves over here the din ha-cherem v'ataraso shava, that the din that we learned yesterday about putting somebody in cherem and the din we're learning now taking out of somebody from cherem are identical. That you shouldn't go put an individual into cherem on Shabbos if he did an avera that would require him being put in excommunication over here. Unless it's regarding chilul Shabbos. Because then that's considered a need of Shabbos and you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. However, ulatzarech tzibur, if it's something that's needed for the maintaining of the tzibur, so then mutter, then one wouldn't be allowed to do this, to put somebody in cherem on Shabbos, afilu ein ulatzarech Shabbos, even if it wasn't for an iser Shabbos, a chilul Shabbos. Because the imlo yachrimu b'Shabbos, because if you didn't put this person into cherem on Shabbos, lo yis asfu b'yom acher, it's possible that you won't gather people together on another day and end up doing this, similar to what we said yesterday, that we allow you to remove somebody's cherem on Shabbos because you may not get enough people together on another day. Shabbos, there's a larger crowd, and another day you may not get a larger crowd, and you won't end up being able to release the person from cherem. So too over here, you won't have a large enough crowd that you'll put the person into cherem, and therefore, if it's for what's called tzarech tzibur, you'd be allowed to do this on Shabbos. And therefore, if you didn't do this, v'yis batel av dover, and it wouldn't get done, and it would be bad for the tzibur. Then the Mishnah Brura brings down from the El Yerabba, Ubesef El Yerabba, Mitzadeid, he holds the Af Litzorech Rabim, Ein Kedai Lahachrub Yom HaShabbos. Even when it's for the public good, it's preferable not to put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos. And he explains the reasoning is, Mishum Dechsiv Bo Bracha, because Shabbos is a day of Bracha. And we shouldn't do something on Shabbos that's not considered a Bracha. There's an amazing Deir Shufa number 52 here that brings down. One of the reasons that we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yontif, unless it's the very last day, and then you'd be allowed to, but we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yontif, is brought down by the Ben Ishchai, because we end up cursing our adversaries. And the Pasuk says, that should fall upon them all sorts of bad things. Should fall upon them. And therefore, just like we don't put somebody in cherem on Shabbos and Yontif, we don't even want to cause a curse to occur to somebody who deserves it. Somebody deserves to be in cherem, deserves to be in cherem. Somebody who deserves to be cursed, deserves to be cursed. Yet we don't want to do this on Shabbos. So says the Heliga Ben Ishchai. Then he writes down, Ulegabe Anishas Beisdin. What about punishing with a Beisdin? So the Ramah writes in Simin Shin Lamites, Shein Onshin B'Shabbos. We don't do Onshin on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkan Yud Gimel adds, Shezeh Nilmad Me'aposuk Lo Sivar Reish. We learn this out from the Pasuk that says you shouldn't make fires on Shabbos. And he brings down an additional reason from the Chinuch, Sherotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chabe Yom Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to honor the Shabbos. And everybody, Shimatsu Bo Kula Menucha, everybody should have Menucha on Shabbos, Gam HaChot. Even the people that are sinners and people that are deserving of punishment, they shouldn't get it on Shabbos. I would add over here on my own that we know that the Midrash tells us that the fires of Gehenim don't rage on Shabbos. The sinners in Gehenim, who people that are Nebuch in a very, very bad situation based upon their own unfortunate sins, so nevertheless, even the fires of Gehenim don't rain on Shabbos. And therefore, this idea is a very important idea, and therefore, he brings down that we don't want to put a person into cherem on Shabbos. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ayn and Sefer Zuchor Li Avram Hilchas Shabbos Osei Shehevi M'Shem Knesset Sagdola." That he brings down in the name of the great Knesset Sagdola, the Haminog HaPoshut Hu L'Hokel, that we in fact try not to put somebody in cherem on Shabbos, as the Magen Avram said over here, Ukedivri HaMagen Avram Hanal. So we only do this unless it's Litzarech Shabbos or if it's for some pressing community need. He as well brings down from the Tshuva's Divrei Rivos, he writes, Iso de Chochem Yochel Lenados B'Shabbos L'Chvodo. But a Talmud Chochem would be allowed to put somebody in Shabbos if there was a pagam in the Talmud Talmud Chacham's Kavod, so then that's also a reason to excommunicate somebody even on Shabbos. And Bishul foot number 53 brings down, likewise, if somebody hears Askaras Shem Shemayel Vatola, Rechmon Islam, somebody says Hashem's name is Vatola, and he hears this on Shabbos, so Tzorech Lanados, so you have to put that person into Chayrim immediately as well, as the Gemara in the Darim says, and this is brought Lahalocha in the Pesach Dvir, Shemutu Lanadosu B'Shabbos, you can't put him in Nidui on Shabbos. And this is because Shari Rov HaPoskim Mitiru Lahachu B'Shabbos, Afis Mezalzel B'Kovet Talmud Chacham. And that's because the majority of the Poskim say that you could put somebody in Chayrim on Shabbos, unfortunately, if you have to, if the Mezalzel, if they denigrate the Kovet of a Talmud Chacham. Now we go to Sifya Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Lahachriz B'Shabbos Al Karka Hanimkar, to go and announce publicly on Shabbos about land that is being sold. So, the Mechaber writes, Shekol Mishiesh Lo Zuchus Olov Yavo V'Yagid, and to go and say, anybody that knows the Zuchus about this land, or anybody has a claim on this land, should come and bring it forward, Yavo V'Yagid, and if they don't, V'Yim Lav, Yabi Zuchusu, and if they don't, then it's forever too late, and you're going to lose your zechus. So that is also, that is certainly forbidden to do. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan on Gimel, Ulahach was Shiesh Bayis Limkor Ulahaskir, and to make an announcement that you have a house to sell or a house to rent. So in Constantina, which is, I believe, Constantinople, Noagim Heter, they did permit this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Aleph, the heavy Bechlal Tzorchei Rabim, that this was felt to be something that was Tzorchei Rabim for needs of the public, which we said could be done on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Avo B'tshuva Sagoinim Simen Kuf Mem Hei, Oser, Afil B'shel Hektish V'Somim. This is not to be done, even when it's for the benefit of Hektish or for the benefit of orphans. This is, again, not Shabbistic. One should not do this on Shabbos. Shari Tshuva over here brings down from the Knesset HaGedola, Lalameid Tzchus also, to allow something like this, that which people did, Masha Nogu Lahachriz Bayis V'chonis, that they would announce about a house or about a store, Uporin L'Shamash HaMachriz, and they would give some sort of a payment, I think, to the Shamas who would do this. So he seems to suggest that would be permissible as well. Now, the Mechaber just said that you're not allowed to do this if you say you must come forward now to bring forward your Zuchus or your claim, and if you don't, V'yim Lav Ya'abed Zuchuso, then you will lose your zechus. So that is osur. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Dalet adds, Davka b'chi haigavna osur. It's only in this fashion over here where you say, if you don't bring forward your zechusim now, you will lose them. So then that is forbidden. Osur, the heavy kidonis adin, because that's almost like you're making a judgment over here. You're finalizing the din. However, avol, im machris tam. But if the gabbai were to just announce and say, Call me sheyesh lo zechus yovav yagid. Anybody that has a claim over here, come bring forward your claim. Now, the afalpi sheyesh takono beir. Even though the rules of the city are as follows: shim lo yagid bot lo zechus. So that the default automatically takes effect. That if you don't, once they make the announcement and say you have to bring forward your claim, so the understanding is that the default position is if you don't bring forward your claim, you lose your zechus. But since they didn't specify that mikol makom. In that situation where they don't actively proclaim that, eino kedonis adin, it's not viewed as if you're judging a din over here, and therefore it would not be forbidden. It's only when they specifically state, if you don't bring it forward, then it would be awesome. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol makom l'chachila ein l'nokein. Certainly one should not do this at all possible, because the heavy kedibur d'chol, because this is certainly like weekday talk, which is inappropriate on Shabbos. Ach, ki ika dichto din hige kach, but if there are places that do this, you don't have to protest it, because technically you can do this. Sheyesh makom lomar, because there is room to say over here, the heavy ketzorchei rabbim, because this is, to a certain extent, considered like the needs of the public. Achshu inyun masmiya, even though it's, to be honest, a little bit difficult to understand why this should be allowed, and he brings this down in the name of the Rivash. Now we bring the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah, v'chein osu lahachriz yayim b'Shabbos. Likewise, one shouldn't announce that a person has wine to sell on Shabbos, because they have a kemekach umemkar. He brings down the name of the Mariel, because this looks like it's buying and selling. This is like mekach umemkar, which, as we already pointed out, is maybe technically mutter midaraisa, but it's forbidden midarabonim, because people may come to write. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Siv Katan Nun Hei, however, hainu lahodiya sheyesh Eitzel ploni uploni yayin limkor. We're talking here that you shouldn't do this to announce that you have wine to sell. However, he brings down the cost of a mogin of rum, the dafka bimokum sheshriach yayin tuva. The only time you're not allowed to do this and shouldn't do this, because then it's really just like mekach umemkar, is if there's plenty of wine available. So people know how to get wine. They don't need to hear that you're selling wine. However, avu b'makom she'ein matzui kol kach, but if wine is really not prevalent in those days, you just couldn't walk to your local wine store and pick up wine. It was sometimes very rare, and we have many, many discussions about how wine would not be purchased by people. They would have to make kiddush on challah because it just wasn't available. So here, in a place where the wine is not so available, then you would be allowed to announce that wine is available. Hevi hachroza al yayin tzorech mitzvah bishvil kiddush. So in this setting over here, so the wine's announcement is essentially allowing people to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush on wine. Dishah for number 54 brings down, v'af she'ein zeh mikovod beis haknesses l'hachriz al hamekach, even though this is a little bit pasnish, it's a little bit not nice of the beis medrash to be announced, hey, we're selling wine over here, anybody wants to buy it, v'afilu b'yom chol, this isn't proper even on a weekday, never mind for Hilchos Shabbos, nevertheless, he brings down for the Shelos Teshuvos Rab Pa'olim, she'mikol mokum kivun shakniyah hi l'tzorach mitzvah, since it is, after all, a shtickle mitzvah over here, you are allowing people to make kiddush on wine, nechseves ha'achrozach kitzorach mitzvah. So the announcement that you have wine to sell in a place where it's not at all common to find wine, and therefore this is, again, letting people know that the mitzvah will be able to be performed, this is permissible. The afapi shekavonis hamocher hi larviach mamon. Even though the person who's selling the wine, while he knows that people are going to do a mitzvah of having wine for kiddush, he's doing it to support his business. He's doing it so people will know, I have wine to sell. Nevertheless, since there is a mitzvah that's coming out of this over here, it is allowed. And he says, "Al pi zeh hitir lemocher sifrei kodesh." Therefore, based upon this, somebody who's selling sfarim is permitted as well. Lahachruz bimosachol on a weekday al mechiras sfara beveis haknesses. Somebody who's selling sfarim is allowed to go and have them announced in shul, even though shul's not the place for business really, and this is sort of a business. But nevertheless, since we allow it for a mitzvah type consideration, this is also sharei konim osom kedei lasos by mitzvah, the people buying the svarim in order to learn from it, so therefore we allow this as well. And he adds, v'hosif, shemi tshuvas ha-gaonim, from the tshuva of the gaonim it appears, sha'av kisha dover ha-nimkar eino dvar mitzvah. This would be allowed even if the item that they're selling in and of itself is not a dvar mitzvah. But, imhu l'tzorchi rabim, if many people need this item, so then also, nechsheves michiroso kemitzvah, so then announcing this in shul, and the selling of this is a shtickle mitzvah as well, and therefore, v'alkein lo osru l'hachruz m'beis haknesses, and therefore, they allowed announcements of the following nature to be made in the beis haknesses, for example, al mechiras batim v'karkos. People want to make sure the neighborhood is a nice neighborhood, people want to make sure that we invite new Jewish families to move in over here, so if people are making announcements in shul about a house for sale or land for sale, this is also acceptable to do in a shul, even though one could have argued that's not the place normally for business to be conducted in a shul, but it's a shtickel mitzvah over here, so therefore it was permitted. Mishabur continues, he writes, Mikol Mokum, also lahaskir skum mekach b'chol gabne. But certainly you shouldn't announce the amount that it's selling. I'm selling a house over here for $100,000. That you shouldn't be doing. V'chanal b'sif gimu b'hago, as we've already pointed out earlier in the Ramah. Then he brings down for the Marshal, the Rashal Kosav, the Yachris Kodim Baruch. When is the opportune time when you're doing this on Shabbos to announce it? So you're doing this Friday night in Shul, so do it before Baruch. When they say Baruch, that's really the full acceptance of Shabbos. Before Baruch, it's not yet fully accepting Shabbos, so if you're going to make such announcements, best time to make them is before Baruch in the Shul on Friday night. But for whatever the reason they forgot to, and they'd like to make this announcement still on Friday night, so then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Lo yaskir skomekach. You can make the announcement, we have a house for sale, for example, but then you shouldn't announce prices, you shouldn't announce in this situation what the charge will be. Sif Yudalit, the Mechaber writes, Misha Sholcholo, Shehotziu Bito Mibeso, Bishabbos Lotzia Mikla Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, if they announce to somebody, they tell somebody, they send them a note that they took your daughter out of your house on Shabbos and they're going to, Rachmana Litzlan, take her outside of Klal Yisrael. Rachmana Litzlan, she's been kidnapped and they're taking it to convert her. So then, mitzvah losum lederech pa'omov lishtado b'hatzoloso. Needless to say, almost, of course he can do everything in his power to go and save this woman, including Isurim on Shabbos. V'yotzei afilu chutz l'shalosh parsos. And he can even go outside three parsos, again, which we said is 12 mil, which according to some is a Isur d'oraisa over here. V'lo boy, if the guy's not going willingly on his own, so then Beis Din goes in law. Beis Din should tell him to go and absolutely do this. And the Ramah adds, ayin lekamen simen shim chalches, sif yud, for further details about this din. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Vav explains that the Mechaber did over here, he used the language over here of the common situation. Orcha de Milsa Nokai. The Mechaber wrote over here what is unfortunately the common scenario, that it would be the father that would be running after his daughter. But the halach is, Hu Adin Acher, another person also, Rashi L'chalo Shabbos, a person be allowed to be L'chalo Shabbos over here, Kidei L'hatzila Me'a Yisra Godol, to Rachman al-Islam save this girl from being abducted and kidnapped and converted. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chol zeh mayri sheho tziua einam yehudim mibeso ba'ones. Now we're talking here about where the goyim nebuch kidnapped her. They took her out with force. V'al kein hitiru lo losum l'derech palm of latzila. Therefore he's allowed to do everything possible to go and save her. The kaim alon, because we have a rule, im eino posheya, chayv lasos yisura zuta, kidei shelo yasel chaveyo yisura rabba. Because we have a rule that you're allowed to go do over here an Isser, a small Isser, in order to prevent your friend from having a large Isser done to them. However, Avol in Pasha, but Rachmona Litzlan, if she went voluntarily, Ein lo liovia l'chal Shabbos avura, then the father, Nebuch, is not allowed to go be m'chal Shabbos to go and save his daughter over here. Dein omrim lo liodam, we don't tell a person, Nebuch, chatei, you should go and sin, kidei shiyiske chavirecha, that your friend should go and benefit from this. So Nebuch, in a situation where the daughter went voluntarily, you wouldn't be allowed to be m'chal Shabbos to try and save her. But this is only true of Vidavka Biisu Daraisa. That which we said you can't do over here would be Isurim Daraisa. Avo Biisu Darabanan. But to be over in Isu Darabanan to save the daughter in this situation, even when she went voluntarily, so in Das El Yeraba, the Yesh Lahokil, La Avor Kidei Latzila, then you would be allowed to be over Isurim Darabanan in order to try to save her. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Zayin adds further, why did we allow you to be over in Issur D'Oraisa when she was abducted? So he says, Hainu, at the Eish Bezeh Issur D'Oraisa Leis Aposkim. Even we said going beyond three parcels, the 12 meal is an Issur D'Oraisa of Tchum, according to some. Nevertheless, Vu Adinim Yitzdarach L'chal Shabbos Aydei Zeh Beizeh Milametes Melachos. Likewise, if you have to go and be over any of the Lametes Melachos in Issur D'Oraisa, Gam Kein Shaper Domi, it's also permissible over here when she's abducted. The Kasher Tomir Es Hadas Legami Rachmon Lusan, if they convert her and Techal Shabbos Vasabu Davodus Gilulum Koyamel, she'll end up Nebuch being Mechalel Shabbos every single Shabbos, and she'll constantly be worshipping Avodah Zorah all her life. V'imhu Yechal Shabbos Pam Achad, and if he now in one time goes and is Mechal Shabbos, Nikra Isur Rezuta, that's considered a relatively small sin, Neged Zeh Kineged being Mechalel Shabbos and being an Ovedus Avodah Zorah all of her life. Then he brings down Kosev Morgan Rom. Soruch Ian im Abbas Kitana, the Rotsim Losio Mikla Yisrael, im Yasa Hagodol Chait Bishvila. It's unclear, he says, you have to look into it, whether if the child is under the age of Bas Mitzvah, so technically she's not yet over anything, would you be allowed to go and do this as well, to be over Yisrum Daraisa in order to save her? Dokaimalon, they ain't based in Mitzuvin, Lahafrisha Miyisa, because technically a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, you're not obligated to stop them from doing a sin. So maybe over here that would apply as well, and therefore you wouldn't be obligated to stop her from sinning. So if she does sin, it's so to say not your responsibility. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, mide dahavi apikuch nefesh mechalel hakotel? Or do we say, no, just like if a child is under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, of course you mechalel Shabbos to save their lives. Domer mechalel olav Shabbos echad. It's better that you go and desecrate one Shabbos, kidei lishmor sheyishmor Shabbos harbi, that they'll be able to observe many Shabbos in the future. So hocha nami kains, the same thing would apply over here. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, El Yeraba, Daito Lahokel, the El Yeraba says one could be lenient over here, the Moish Tadu Latzila, if you don't try to save this young child over here that was abducted, Tishar Kane Gam Kane Begadusa, she's going to stay Nebuch that way when she gets older, and therefore one certainly is allowed to go and do this. We still have one more Mishnah Berurah to do, Sivkat Nun Ches, and we have a number of Dirsha footnotes to do, but we would run out of time if we were to try to do them today, so therefore we'll stop the shir now, almost at the very end of Siman Shin Vav, and we'll pick this rest up tomorrow.